Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on a Friday. Congratulations, you have made it November the 22nd, 2019. Gobble, damn, gobble. Welcome in to the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Want to welcome Pluto TV viewers. Yes, all 20 million of you tuning in right at the same time to enjoy and get caught up with everything that happened last night in the world of sports. Plus, look to make some profitable sports investing decisions moving forward this weekend and tonight. We have got you covered, especially given the fact that you've got 10 NBA games, 2 NHL games, 1 college football game, and you don't really need to count them. Just take my word for it. 53 college damn basketball games. It is tournament time, people. It is nothing like this time of year when most college kids are on their way home to pretend like they really miss their families and their parents and get laundry done. But really, for the most part. Yeah, exactly. For the most part, it's a little reprieve from classes and tests, and not for college basketball players. No, they get to travel to far off places and get to play teams that they don't often see. And also, the reason we really love it is because it gives sports bettors an opportunity to profit on the deficiencies the market has when it comes to these teams and these matchups. So we'll talk about those coming up, but we'll start with last night in the AFC West matchup, AFC South matchup, rather, that went pretty much what we thought, or what I should say this. This is exactly what we have seen for 10 weeks now, 11 weeks, it's exactly what we've seen on primetime games in divisional matchups. A
very slow slog of a, you know, running, mistake filled, not sharp, not nothing has changed. Absolutely nothing to change, which is, again, while first half under, won again last night, as did the full game under. And we gave you the numbers, guys. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Not only is the total continuing at a over a 60% clip on these primetime games, now 23-12. That is a 66% winning percentage on primetime, guys. But dogs, divisional dogs, this line actually got pushed to +4 before kickoff in many, 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 many books across the way. And it wasn't because of professional money. The public hammered the Houston Texans last night into submission to the point where they had to. They actually had to push it up. And listen, Houston, I doubt very much as the favorite. Many people were laying the minus 190 or minus 200 as a favorite on a money line. But the Colts, again, Dane, they proved it ain't broke. Don't fix it here through 12 weeks now. You've got divisional dogs. It's crazy to me. Road divisional dogs, 18-9, 67%. Short road dogs, 6 points or less, Dane, now 42-29, 60%. And oh, yeah, overall road dogs, 62-39, 62%. I don't know. Call me crazy, but are you starting to see a pattern here? Call me nuts. I don't know.
Yeah, listen, man, we've been talking about these spots for the dog all season long, especially in those divisional matchups. We've been talking all season long about the unders in the primetime games, and bang, it happens again. And listen, Joe, you know, I was on In-Game Live with Gabe, and especially, listen, it was zip-zip in the first quarter, right? And that's all we were talking about was that Thursday Night Football is a bad product, Joe. It's just a bad product. You know what I mean? Like, you want to dominate, you know, 4 out of the 7 days of the damn week. I get it. And there's ratings and all. I get it. But how can you claim you care about player safety, Joe? And then ask these grown men literally 72 hours after they were in what amounts to 10 car crashes to sack up and do it again. Oh, yeah, and ask one team to travel in there as well. I just don't get it, Joe. I mean, I get it, you know, but it's just a bad product. And you saw it again last night.
You know who it wasn't a bad product for? The people who had the unders and the Colts.
Sure.
And that ultimately is the bottom line. 12 weeks into a season, the idea that Thursday Night Football is a bad. Woo! We know. The problem is, how do you profit from it? If you know, like you just said, Dane, if you know what the product is going to be, if you know it's going to be crap, and you know we have divisional matchups where these two teams know each other, guys. This isn't like some random game. We die for this kind of information as sports investors, Dane, over the year. The kind of things where we know something to be true and that truth proves to be constant, then how the hell are we profiting from it? And I think what happens with us, what's so natural, is we want to be cute. We want to be right. We want to be so that, oh, well, you know what? This is going to be the night. It's going to change. No, it's not. The product sucks. Right. It has sucked from the first Thursday night all the way through last night. It is absolutely, for all you said, these guys are literally killing themselves, Dane, on the field every week. And you throw them out there on a short week and think we're going to get, what, 65? It happens once in a blue moon. It happened, what, with the Rams, last year. Right. That's not the norm. You know, if you have 15 or 16 Thursday night games, guys, they're going to be crap. You know, there's going to be a couple of diamonds in the rough. But, you know, from an investing standpoint, if you know something to be true in your heart of heart, don't convince yourself otherwise, because chances are you're going to turn on the TV and you're going to be disappointed. So profit from it. And it's a great lesson, because, Dane, we want that to be that standalone game. We want it to be something. It's not going to be great, man.
Like, let me ask you something, Joe, about that.
How is it going to be great ever?
No, I know it's not. I mean, I know it's not. Let me ask you something.
Come on.
I get it with the Thursday Night Football, like I'm saying, it's a bad product, right? Sloppy, what have you. With some of these primetime unders, how much of it, it's got to be a part of it, Joe. How much is it that the public bets more on these standalone games, right? Because they're the spotlight national games. And if the public bets more on it, you know, we all know what the public likes, right? The public likes overs. Does that inflate the total on primetime games a point or two because it's more public money? And thus, there's a little bit of an edge or an opportunity for people like you and I who know that?
That's the, Dane, that's the beauty of it all. You know, that's the whole point, is that this is a market, people. And the market is influenced by people who don't follow the market all that often. And the people who make all the money on Wall Street, they manipulate the market. That's how they make their money. It's what we're trying to show you here on The Grid, sportsgrid.com. Case in point, we'll go over the look-ahead lines for Thanksgiving.
Ah.
And we'll prove our points.
Are those primetime unders games or
make
no?
Make it rain, people. Let's make it rain.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Friday, welcome in here, November the 22nd. Hope it was a profitable Thursday night for you. If you hung out with us during the week, we know it was. We're going to help you make it a profitable Friday right into the weekend as well, as we look to make it rain. That's what Dane and I do Monday through Friday here. And those of you just joining us, Pluto TV, Channel 517, thank you very much for making us a part of your morning. As we take a look back last night, Dane, we know the product sucks. We'll dive into, obviously, how we can help profit from yet another. Only three Thursday night games coming up next week. We'll lay those out coming up. But let's dive into what we saw last night. And what we saw last night was interesting, Dane, from the standpoint of you and I talked about the Colts having probably the edge in the trenches. The offensive line of the Colts. They are number seven DOVA in running in the NFL. This is a machine that is built to block and help guys run. So the fact that Marlon Mack was gone, while it's not great, the fact is they do have some depth at the running back position, mostly because that offensive line, and we've seen it in Dallas, we've seen it in other places, when you have behemoths there, you can put anybody behind and have a good time. So we knew that they would have they'd have some success running the ball. But we also knew that in the secondary of the Houston Texans, you have backups and backups, backups. You have absolute decimation in the secondary. You have the 29th ranked defense against the pass. We also knew T.Y. Hilton was back. Eric Ebron was back. Jacoby Brissett is back. So while we knew that there was definitely opportunity for Brissett and company to expose them in the secondary, like just about everybody else does when you got the 29th ranked pass defense, but we figured they'd use the run as an ability to be able to open things up even more. And when it was all said and done, they threw the ball 16 times. 16 times they ran, they threw the ball, including two drops by T.Y. Hilton, who was obviously should not have been out there. I don't know what the hell he was doing out there. Right. He was obviously not the T.Y. Hilton that has torched them for an average of 133 yards in his career. He's owned the Texans. And the other bold strategy by the Colts last night, Dan, which was amazing, is apparently let's not cover DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And let's see how that works out. And congratulations. It worked out not one, but two wide open touchdowns there for D-Hop. They're on their way to a 20-17 victory. I don't understand what Frank Reich was doing, and yet he still had an opportunity to pull away in that game. And he just, I don't know if it was keep away. And if you do keep it away, by the way, if you cover DeAndre Hopkins, you probably win that game easily.
And play
so
two deep
I will
safety.
Say that. I will say that, right? I mean, so
right. It
worked. I if you got a guy running for 100 yards, you're controlling the clock, you're keeping Deshaun Watson, I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. You're on the road. But at some point, 16 passes, take a damn shot downfield, Dane. I mean, it was a bit head-scratching watching how that unfolded.
Yeah, first of all, though, Joe, just to clarify, Brissett completed 16 passes. He threw 25,
right.
Okay?
But exactly.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, like when you say he attempted 16 passes, it's a little even more dramatic than what it was. He went 16-25, 129 yards. He did run for the touchdown, okay, which was important for them. But you're right, Joe, this game did not go the way I expected, okay, in terms of how the Colts were trying to move the ball and produce. I thought Brissett, some of his prop bets would have been good bets. I talked about him on air with Gabe. His Brissett's yardage prop was like 230. I was on his attempts as well. That's why I know the attempts number, Joe, because I was on his attempts and I lost that prop bet because I thought they would be able to throw. You said the Texans struggle via the pass. They have backups in. They were giving up a passer rating of over 108 in the red zone, Joe. So I did also think that that's how they were going to attack it, but they didn't. T.Y. was clearly on a pitch count, you know, and you're right. I think he needs another week. He'll get another week and a half, and then he should be okay. But Jonathan Williams, listen, he showed up and showed out. He was the plug-and-play kind of back, just like he was last week. And he, in essence, put it in my eye, Joe, because I thought that because Jordan Wilkins was going to be back, that he would kind of take part of the load, but he was nowhere to be found. And Jonathan Williams did, in fact, prove to be a workhorse with 26 carries. You're right, though, Joe. If that's the game plan offensively, right? Run, 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 control the clock, punch him in the mouth. Then what you have to do on the other side, Joe, what you have to do is kind of implement, you know, the term the bend, not break kind of defense, right? That's what you have to do on defense, right? To complement the way you're playing on offense, but they didn't. And they let D-Hop get behind them. They also let Will Fuller get behind them a couple of times, Joe. Will Fuller, 7 for 140, a couple of big shots. And I got to tell you also, Joe, Will Fuller is an important cog in this offense. That deep threat, like a Deshaun Jackson, like others, really opens it up, not only for Watson, but obviously the coverage that DeAndre Hopkins gets as well. So he's a big part of that offense. But you're right, Joe, the Colts were more run-heavy than I thought they were going to be, given the matchup and given the personnel they had coming back.
And you were successful on the run. I get it. But there was a point in the fourth quarter where you were down by 3 points.
Right, they
and
just kept on
you
running.
Went ahead and ran yourself a 4-minute and 39-second possession where you ran the ball. You had 10 plays, 36 yards. You ran it every damn play. And then once all of a sudden that they sold out, Houston was like, all right, you're not running the ball anymore. And they actually stopped the run. They couldn't complete a pass. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, now we got to kick it away again because we're screwed. So I get it, but there's always a point in the game where you're going to have to throw the ball. And they chose not to. And I don't know, maybe, listen, maybe Brissett was hurt. Maybe there's something we don't know. But it seemed very strange that you would run a 10-play, 36-yard drive that takes nearly 5 minutes, and you were losing by 3 points late in the fourth quarter. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Texans eventually brought everybody and their mother up to the line because, yeah, you know what? They knew you were running, and you didn't pull it out, and you couldn't complete a pass, and game is over. I just – Frank Reich, I don't know if it'll come out, but, Dane, it just looked to me like something's going on here. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I hear you. The only thing I would say, though, Joe, is, you know, like you said and like we saw, they were able to run it, right? They were effective running the ball. And the only thing here, Joe, is that it was a one-score game the entire time. You know, you're right. They're down by three. And when you say that eventually they got to throw, you know, we talk about how games open up a lot, or when they're down, you have to, you're forced into it. But they were only down by one score. They were never, like, out of it. They never had to kind of, quote-unquote, abandon the game plan, right? And they were running the ball effectively. Now, I give it to you, at some point, the Texans were like, oh, y'all are running? Cool. And so once they stack the box or load the box, whatever you call it, they have to then change up a little bit. But I would only
That's
say...
That's the point. They went vanilla. They stayed vanilla the entire game.
All I'm saying is that they were within a score the entire time, so maybe Reich didn't think they needed to go to that and open it up.
Well, what you have is, again, the number 29th secondary in the NFL. And you have Brissett, who has a career-high 126.7 passer rating against these Texans. Like, what in the world are you doing going hand off right, hand off left? Oh. Hand, you know what? We'll mix it up. Hand off left again. Hand off right. Like, what are you doing, Frank Wright? Unless there was something, again, we didn't know, we didn't hear, but you 10 plays, 5 minutes, and you only made 36 yards. Like, oh, you needed to get into field goal range. You hope to get the ball back, and then you have the fumble, or at least alleged fumble at the end of
By the way, that's ridiculous. I don't know why they didn't even replay that. Why did they review that?
The Texans even called timeout to give them more time to review. The Texans did. And you still couldn't get it.
When Houston called timeout, I was like, ooh, that's a bad decision, because now they're going to replay it and you might get overturned. I thought,
couldn't get it done.
Joe, that ball was definitely out. Now, if you're going to tell me they couldn't find the camera angle to see who in the pile came out with it.
That's what they want you to think. Yep.
You got to at least go to review and then say that. The ball was clearly out.
He punched it out. Darius Leonard punched it out. Now, he says he had it.
It looked like he did. I mean, I know it's strong at all. Yeah. That ball was out.
Thursday night. 400 cameras, no camera angle.
That ball was out.
Come on.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
So, who wants to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? If you do, well, you can dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com. You can just dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. You can compete with the pros with the DailyRoto.com Optimizer, of course, has the most accurate projections in the NBA DFS arena. Plus, you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. You can save 10% now on winning NBA DFS advice using the promo code DUNK. Just visit dailyroto.com/dunk to learn more. That's dailyroto.com/dunk. And keep in mind that dailyroto.com, it is where millionaires are made. And make sure that you guys find us on YouTube at the Sports Grid Network. Make sure you subscribe. Never miss all the fantasy and sports wagering info that you need in order to make it a profitable week. And, of course, you can hit us up on Instagram, too. Follow us there at SportsGrid TV. All right. So we got obviously a packed slate of games, both in college and the NFL over the weekend coming up here. It started last night with the Texans and the Colts. So now the Texans, with that victory, they go ahead and really take control of the AFC South. Kind of needed that one because since they had already lost to Indy earlier in the year, they would have lost any chance of a tiebreaker. It would have been very difficult for them at that point. But now that they have the lead, they still, I mean, I don't think the Titans are going anywhere anytime soon either. They're a wild card, and you have lost, you know, three out of your last four games here. It's not been good for Indy here in this stretch, and I get the whole injury situation, but everybody's got injury. You got to figure out ways to be able to win these games, and they just haven't been able to do it, Dane. And, you know, it's funny. You look ahead as to what we've got going on this weekend. Titans got a big game in there. The AFC itself is all of a sudden starting to go, Buffalo's got a big game. You know, all these teams that we thought were going to be those, you know, that middle pack, that underneath, who was going to emerge.
Yeah.
Well, here we are in week 12, Dan. I mean, you between the Bills, between the Titans, now the Colts, you throw them in the mix here. You know, Pittsburgh or Cleveland, whoever it is that you want to pick from. This is every one of these games from here on out is it's kind of nip and tuck, man, trying to, which I also think is another reason why. Definitely keep an eye on the unders as the weather gets worse. Everyone gets tighter. I mean, these guys know how much these games mean. The AFC is really starting to get it's going to be, I think, coming down to, you know, week 16, 17, Dane, to figure out who the hell is going in. I think it's a little bit easier in the NFC. I think the AFC is a little more convoluted.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Like, I can tell you, I am confident that I can tell you, well, 5.5 of the 6 NFC playoff teams, right. If you let me say so. NFC East division champ, I can tell you the NFC teams right now. The AFC teams, you're right, you know, between, like we said, Oakland, Buffalo, two teams in the AFC South, you know, that played last night, maybe a Cleveland or a Pittsburgh hangs around, right? Yeah, there are a lot of still a wide range of outcomes still in the AFC. However, Joe, and you're right, like there's ways to make money off of it, and that's what we do here, make it rain. However, what I would say is what that also speaks to, in my opinion, Joe, is that the competition, the NFC teams are actually better. I think the top of the NFC is actually better because this middle group of the AFC, I don't see these teams as real contenders to New England, Baltimore, Kansas City. Whereas in the NFC, remember I say I can name 5.5 of the playoff teams. I can understand the case for like 4 NFC teams to win the conference. You know, in the AFC, I think the middle group is a little more convoluted, but I think the top is pretty clear.
Well, it's going to get even crazier, too, because we just found out, and we've been talking, of course, his name comes popping up, but Antonio Brown, you're getting conflicting reports now where Antonio Brown was apologized. He already met with the NFL. The ruling is supposed to probably come down at 4:30, the classic NFL news dump here at some point on a Friday. But we had heard that, and we knew that Tom Brady was not a fan of Robert Kraft bringing the hammer down, and it was Robert Kraft's decision to cut AB when all of it went down to begin with.
Cut his roommate. He wanted at his house.
Right. And now, of course, there was a report coming out of The Athletic. Where else? It seems like everything comes out of The Athletic these days. The Athletic reports that not happening, they're not interested in AB. Well, you might want to reconsider, given the fact that they just lost Mohamed Sanu now, the guy that they had traded for from the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. He's got a high ankle sprain. They're saying not only is he going to be out this week against the Cowboys, but in all likelihood, guys, you know high ankle sprains. He ain't going to be back anytime soon. So once again, an already thin receiving core, weapon core, it's just got a little bit thinner here, Dane, and a high ankle sprain, one of the worst injuries because of how long. There's nothing you can really do except stay off it. They're going into this game now minus Sanu, who was doing a whole lot of different things for him. And while it's somebody's playing with the media where it's he wants to go, he does, they don't want him. They want him. They don't want him. If that ruling comes down where he's good to go, guys, like we've cleared him and there's no threat of him being suspended, somebody's picking him up. So to me, it's got to be the Patriots at this point. If Tom Brady really wants him, if Tom Brady really, really feels that he can't, and I think Brady is the key to all of this. Read his body language. Read his read in between the lines. Brady is telling you what's going on here and what he wants. Unless you think New England and that defense can honestly mask the deficiencies on offense, Sanu is another huge loss for the New England Patriots here, Dane, especially this week against a offensive team like the Cowboys who can they can put up some points rather easily.
Yeah, Dallas can score, so it will be a test for that New England defense, and it'd be great to have some explosiveness on the other side. Joe, not only Mohamed Sanu, I believe Philip Dorsett is also still not practicing this week. He's got head and neck injuries, all right? So it gets even more. Oh, and by the way, Gronk is going to be on a beach, people. He ain't coming through that door, all right? So I know a lot of you thought that maybe that would be something to augment this the Pats offense for the stretch run. That ain't happening either. You're right, Joe. A high ankle sprain is really like a 4 or 5 week injury, okay? Tevin Coleman had it earlier in the year in week one. He missed, I believe, 4 games. Saquon Barkley had it after had it earlier in the season. I believe he missed 3 or 4 games. So while Sanu should likely be back for the playoffs, right? He will be gone for multiple weeks, it looks like. And you know, Brady has been kind of saying it all year. He's acknowledged that it's not vintage. He's like, hey, we know we need. Listen, they tried to get they signed Josh Gordon. They signed Antonio Brown. They realized they had to go out and trade it for and acquire Mohamed Sanu. They have been showing you that they believe they have a need at that position. Okay, it's nice that maybe the rookie N'Keal Harry is back, but that does not move the needle. What Brady needs are veterans like a Gordon, Sanu, an AB, an Edelman that he has, where he knows where the guy is going to be, that's reading defenses in the same way. That is the crux of the Patriots offense. Brady at the line, knowing where he's going to go and knowing how to manipulate the defense. So he needs veteran wide receivers that also can see the same picture. It's absolutely true. But Joe, at this point, honestly, I got faith in the Patriots defense to hold it down. You're right. The offense has been not of a vintage brand, yet they are still 9-1 somehow, Joe. So even in this stretch without Sanu, let's say it's 4 games. Let's say they go 2-2. They're still sitting there at 11-3 and likely with a bye in home field. So you're right, but maybe it's much ado about nothing because they'll still ultimately be where they need to be.
It's just something different about Brady this time around here. His all his body language, his demeanor, his comments. He's
tired.
By the way, it's not just recently. He's known this from the beginning, which is why they've gone out. They even tried to get Brown to begin with. They are doing a whole lot of shuffling right now where, he knows it. He has known it. And it's not even so much, I think, a product of the wide receivers as it is that offensive line has got to get healthy, man.
They get Wynn back this week.
Yeah.
They get Isaiah Wynn back to guard. That should help a little bit.
And Christian Foria, who is with EEI up in Boston, who played obviously with the Patriots there, is actually very close with him. He was the one that originally came out this week and said, listen, guys, they're kicking the tires on AB. Like, the conversation is in, you know, the building. They are having the conversations. Now, of course, I believe it was it Curran? I think it was the guy with Tom Curran. That's right. He says, of course, now to come out and be like, no. I received a call from a source that says that's not true. So Christian Foria, who is a former player in Boston with EEI that actually talks to who has real connections in there. Somebody picked up the phone and called the guy at The Athletic to try to kibosh it. I don't know why. Maybe just because misdirection, but I think it would, you'd be ridiculous not to have the conversation. Am I right? I mean, of course you got to have that conversation. You look at your team. I mean, look at the situation you're in. You better be having that conversation because if you don't, I can tell you who is: Kansas City, Baltimore. I mean, go down the list in the AFC. Yeah. Somebody's having that conversation as well. So you better have it if you're New England.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of these things could be true, though, Joe, right? Couldn't they have had the conversation, and then the result of the conversation is they decide to pass?
Well, I don't think so, because nothing's been determined. I think it depends on what the NFL does. If the NFL comes out and says, yes, we're ready to rock and roll, that he can play,
then we'll see what happens the following week.
Then we'll see what happens. But I think until that particular point, I don't think there's any reason to – I don't know why you would kibosh an idea that you don't know if it's real or not yet. You know what I mean? Why would you say no to something?
But the same thing works on the other side, Joe. We don't know if it's real or yet. We just don't know.
Right. No, it's right. But I think not to be able to have it on the table is stupid. Why would you say, oh, absolutely not?
On the table?
Really?
It's different than definitively yes or definitively no. Sure.
Right.
It's on the table. Sure.
Well, so just having a conversation and going, no. Like so.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better help. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. It's interesting. The point was made, too, that for those that think that the Patriots wouldn't deny something that involves them just to in order to be able to get it out there is ridiculous. Of course, they would deny anything. But they also aren't the type of team where I know Belichick and company have this whole forgive and forget. You know, they never forgive, they never forget. They just kind of, that's it. Once they're done with you, they're done with you. How's Jamie Collins doing on that team? Everything working out good for that? Because, yeah, remember, he was a problem child, too. They couldn't wait to get rid of and send him to Cleveland. And, oh, wow, look at that. Jamie Collins is back. Why? Because Jamie Collins flat out balls for that defense right now, and it makes total sense. So, while yes, on the exterior, the Patriots tend to say, no, we got nothing to see here. Yeah, the reality is, no matter what the discretions are, they're about winning football games, period. So, and if Tom Brady and Belichick sign off on it, I can assure you Robert Kraft's not going to stay in the way of that. And I think we're about 48 hours away from figuring that out, whether it goes. But yeah, they have brought problem child's back, guys, and right now their defense is better for it. So the idea of just putting an X next to his name is
let me ask you this, Joe. Would you pick up Antonio Brown on your fantasy team?
Yeah, why not? why wouldn't I? But why wouldn't you want Antonio Brown here until you know otherwise?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, it costs right. You the roster spot, you know? Are you that sure?
I wouldn't pick up Dez Bryant, but I would pick up Antonio Brown. So, okay. For sure. Absolutely, yeah. I would. Absolutely, right. I would.
I'm trying to get a gauge on your level of confidence. If it's not the Patriots,
he is going to be on an NFL team before the year ends. If he is cleared, somebody is picking him up, because if for no other reason, even if he doesn't sniff the field, he's not available to anybody else that might be able to pick
him up. It's like, remember that show Hollywood Squares? It'd be like Zsa Zsa Gabor for the block. Yes. You know, and it'd be the same
kind of
thing.
But the only reason we're even saying that is because he's that good, guys. He's still that good.
No, absolutely.
So
great talent gives you a big leash.
Yes. But when forgiving and forgetting comes along with great talent, too.
Fair. Do we know when the league will say anything about this?
This weekend. Yes, this weekend was the okay. was the thing. So, and that continues to be the story from both sides that they're expecting. And, you know, that Friday news dump from the NFL is priceless. So yep. they'll drop it in. They won't make any fanfare of it. We'll have, you know, Monday will come and, oh, yeah, he's available. And then the announcement will come that somebody picked him up. So because I do believe we're running out of time as well, aren't we?
Right. That's what I was going to say. And we do that because of the Gronkowski stuff. Right. It's November 30th. It's next weekend. Yeah. All right. So
that's why they think
it's got to go down this week.
And then he'll make the deal come next week. So it's and again, if Jamie Collins wasn't as good as Jamie Collins is, they wouldn't be round two with Bill Belichick, and there wouldn't be any forgiving and forgetting. You only a very few select guys have the kind of talent to be able to look the other way, and AB happens to be one of them. But it's all a moot point until the. And I will say this too: if you think about it from the NFL perspective, Dane, he's done everything they asked. Right? You met with him. They've interviewed everybody they needed to interview. There's been no law involvement. Nobody's a retina. Like, if you're the NFL, do you really want people the 30th to come by here and you still haven't made a decision and that's what the conference say? Because I do think the sooner they make a decision one way or another, I think they've got to be going, I don't want this thing dragging on anymore. Like, I, you know, there's no point. And then all of a sudden, everything that he said about the NFL, about you holding me down, keeping me down, all of a sudden it comes to, doesn't, like, what else do you want him to do? Like, what else does Antonio Brown need to do at this point for you to say one way or the other? Yes or no? We can debate whether or not he should, but not having a decision is just creating more drama for the NFL, isn't it?
Oh, I agree. The NFL needs to, whatever, like, come out with the
decision.
Right, and yeah. Status. Yes, I get that. I do believe, though, Joe, it's still within the realm of possibility that the decision could, and we don't know, right? We don't know, okay?
Right.
But the decision could be he gets two games. He could be he gets two games for just the talking bad about the NFL on social media. Yes, not protecting exactly. The shield, right? Yep. That's within the realm of possibility, too. He went out there and said some outlandish stuff about the shield. You know what I mean? So they, and I don't know what happened. They interviewed the woman, right?
Yep.
We don't know. So the answer could also be, yeah, he's eligible, but he's going to sit out two games or one game or four games.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
But you're right. We don't know. Okay.
The keyword and then is answer, though. That's the key word.
Right.
Give us an
and
answer.
Then it just becomes like the status
right.
of a player, right? And every team can decide, much like, right. to be quite honest, much like Colin Kaepernick, right? Every Same team thing. Can decide, right, on this calculation, the talent involved versus the whatever, the drama, the risk, the rest of the stuff that comes your way. And obviously with Cap, it's like, oh, for a backup quarterback, do you want to do that? Probably not. Maybe it's an offseason thing, whatever. For Antonio Brown, the question of if you want to do that because of his specific talent, maybe is a different equation. Maybe. Right. I'm not that GM. I'm not that front office. In the same way that a city would have to kind of probably talk to the damn police union to see if you want to bring on Cap, I'm sure there's media markets right now and owners that would be scared to bring Antonio Brown in, but that's a team-by-team decision. You talk about the Pats, Joe, and I'm glad you brought up Dez Bryant because I think there's some NFC teams as well, Joe. What about the damn Saints? You put Antonio Brown on the other side of Michael Thomas with Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara? I'll give him the Lombardi trophy right now. I'm serious, Joe. Can you imagine Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown?
That's laughable. Could you imagine?
Or, you know, the Niners were looking at Manny Sanders and that impact. Now, he's banged up. Could you imagine? And you know there's that narrative of, right, how the Niners would stick it to the Pats. Jimmy Garoppolo, Shanahan. You think they would like to use AB in order to help do it? I'd say so.
What if Tyreek Hill's hamstring is worse, of course, that you don't think Kansas City? Kansas City would pick him up in a heartbeat.
Did not the Philadelphia Eagles lose the deep threat that is DeSean Jackson,
exactly
right?
Correct.
And we talked about the importance of that offense, what he is as a piece to that offense. And we talk about, Joe, the Eagles always as one of those front offices that are run well and would make a move kind of like the Pats do. Maybe these guys will, you know, take a shot. What about Green Bay, Joe? They've been trying to answer who's opposite Devontae Adams for 2 years. Marquez Valdez-Scantling hasn't done it. Geronimo Allison hasn't done it. Imagine Devontae Adams and Antonio Brown with Aaron Rodgers slinging the rock to them. So you talk about the AFC teams, Joe, but you know,
the NFC too, and it's
one of the best wide receivers on the planet. There will be a market as long as teams decide they can stomach whatever blowback comes their way.
Right. But they have to, once again, you got to give him an answer because if you don't give him an answer, it becomes a bigger problem for the NFL. And then, you know, it's just a bad look. So whatever it is, listen, even if it's no, or you know what, you're suspended for the rest of it. Great.
Get ahead of it.
Then put it to bed. Put it to bed because now you've got, look at what happened here with Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett went from, I'm sorry, I smashed him over the head with his own helmet. It was now all of a sudden it's, well, it's because he, you know, he said something, you know, racial towards me and that nobody else heard or that is not on. Now it's a whole different animal. Like, just like that, it's a whole different animal, man. So it won't go away. And Bo, by the way, he had his, and this is the other thing. He had his hearing this week, 2 days ago. They've already came down with the decision. It was 2 days. What in the hell is taking you so long with Antonio Brown? You've already met with everybody. They met him 2 days ago. they've made the decision that his, in fact, in, you know, you're suspended forever, is still upheld. He is still suspended forever. He is fined. They did reduce some of the suspensions, I believe. I think Pouncey's suspension. So they've already made the decision there. But, you know, now they've got a whole new life going. Could you imagine what happens if they just don't do anything with Antonio Brown? It'll go nuts. It's another headache the NFL doesn't need. It just does not need at this particular point.
To be honest, I agreed, and I think you did too, Joe, with the fact like the union had a point that they should just put a number on Myles Garrett, right? Because that would be unfair to the man.
Right.
Same thing with Antonio Brown. Like, I don't know. I don't co-sign what he's been doing in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
But, you know, he would have a legitimate grievance if they don't just come out and clarify his status. He would have a legitimate grievance. I'm not saying I would agree with what the status is. I don't know yet.
Right.
But I do agree that they should declare it. It should be a known quantity. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. For him, for the league, for peace of mind, whatever. For PR, because now this whole thing is going to blow up here with Myles Garrett, where, you know, he said this, and now the NFL has had to come out and said, well, we didn't find any evidence directing any sort of racial slur at him, but yet they're also admitting we didn't necessarily have any microphones in the area when he said it happened. We don't have it. So
the problem, though, was that Baker said it's the first time anyone has asked him about it or anyone he's heard anything about it.
Sheldon Rich is in the same thing. It's like,
this is a real thing. And Myles Garrett was pissed off because of that. The team would know that. You know, he would have been saying that a week ago inside to his boys. You know,
he'd be like,
he called me a blah, 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 whatever it was. But the fact that Baker actually admitted, he was like, yeah, that's the first time I'm hearing that. That means it wasn't even part of the inner circle behind the curtain talk. And that in some way could be construed as evidence that Miles is just coming up with something now, grasping at straws.
I just blows me away. Like, because it's funny. He tweets out last night and goes, no, I heard what I heard. But guys, it doesn't take away from the fact that I was wrong. I was wrong. But I was like, dude, you just opened up that can of worms. And nobody's got your back on it. Like, nobody in your team is confirmed. None of that is going. Like, you just went, you crossed that line. You opened that door. The toothpaste is out of the tube. Yeah. How do you come back from that now? Now, of course, Rudolph's like, what the hell are you talking about? No, I never said it. Why
and
go down that path?
Teammates, all of them. Yesterday, boom, in the media. Yeah. Like, back it up. Like, where? I don't know. I just don't go there, bro.
Man.
If not, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, yo, Richard Sherman was like, yeah, Baker didn't shake my hand. And there was damn video.
Thank you.
What I mean?
Thank you.
So
exactly.
I don't know. It's just like, don't. It's tough, man. I understand. But don't go there as this like auto card to play.
It's an excuse. Basically, he's trying to excuse his behavior, but he's saying, and I love this, the double talk. You're saying, here's why I did it, but at the same time, you're going, well, there's no excuse. Well, you just laid out the excuse, man. You just told everybody about the excuse. What are you trying to justify it now? You say no, but yes, that's exactly what you did. So, but the NFL, it's funny. The NFL, that comes out, the NFL, a couple hours later, has a response. Oh, no. We looked into it. We didn't see any such thing. So maybe he told the NFL right away, this is why I did it, and they've spent the last week looking over tape and anything, and that's why they came out with the answer so quick. But, all right, so now, Miles, how do you come back at that? Not on saying Mason Rudolph's going to have a 20-year career, but really?
That's rough.
Wow. This guy just keeps digging a hole bigger and bigger, Myles Garrett. What are you doing, dude? Sometimes it's just better to, I don't know, shut up.
Just get medicine.
You know? Keep it down, Myles. Keep it down. Write the check. Go away.
Man. Maybe it happened. Maybe.
Yeah. That's right. It's just crazy.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So here's a name that you probably never heard of, but yet you've known him your entire life. Fred Cox passed away, 80 years old, yesterday. And two things about him. Number one, he's the Minnesota Vikings' all-time leading scorer, and you probably didn't know that. And that's probably not where you know him your entire life. But number two, he's the dude that invented the Nerf football. So how cool is that? And it's crazy. He played 15 seasons for the Vikings, by the way, from 63 to 77. He had 1,365 points for the Vikings. So he's their all-time leading scorer. But shortly after that, he ended up figuring out a way that what a Nerf football is made of, that kind of material. He's the guy that created it. He is the guy that injected it with that rubber, soft foam rubber material. And voila, the Parker brothers bought it from him, and he's been receiving, he received checks every year after that for Nerf football, my man, my word.
He cared early about player safety, I guess, right? He cared about head injuries early. He was like, no, we can't have those projectiles hurting kids at an early age.
He became a chiropractor. Yeah, he became a chiropractor, and he was working with kind of a mad scientist, they said, behind the scenes. And you always wonder, like, some of that crap. Like, who invented the damn toothpick? Like, who invented the... You're always like, somebody had to come up with that. But, yes, he brought it to Parker Brothers. They loved it. Mattel. And then that was it. That's how the Nerf football that we've all played with every Thanksgiving out in the yard, no matter what the weather was, grab the Nerf football and let's go.
Then they made those Nerf footballs that had, like, those weird aerodynamic grooves in them also. Remember those, Joe? I don't know if Venmo Brian knows what I'm talking about, but I know you do, Joe. Right? And they were like supposed to be these crazy arrow. I could make that thing go 80 yards, bro. I was like, go long.
Even
the commercial was like, go long. Go real long. And then he chucks it. That's good stuff. Gotta love Nerf football. I can't be mad.
Dude, that's just a classic. Absolutely classic. And then we
don't have toys like that anymore, Joe. They're playing Fortnite. They're inside. They're texting each other. Like, go outside and play some Red Rover. Play some Scully. Play some. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
Hey, Joe. At some point in hour two, I gotta tell you, I got a bone to pick with somebody in the pit.
Oh, all right. Well, plenty of bones to pick. That's good. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Let's pick a bone. Yeah. Hour two. Coming up. Damn Nerf football.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.